Capitol Hill, proof, Trump Twitter ban, years too late. A search on Twitter confirmed that the @RealDonaldTrump account has gone. A second search confirmed that the @POTUS, President of the United States account, has been frozen. Trump tried to use it, but he could not. A flag notice states that it is a US government account. That is all well and good, but it comes 5 years too late. Trump used both accounts to spout his vitriol, and Twitter let him. It was hate speech intended to incite his followers into action. Unrestrained, his followers marched down Pennsylvania Ave after he told them to. Twitter said that it banned Trump permanently from the platform, citing risk of further incitement of violence. It comes too late for the five that died as a result of the Capitol Hill riot. Hate speech was used frequently by Donald J. Trump, and it was tolerated right up until the day of the riot. Often vitriolic, his followers fed off it for a long time. Stephen Colbert set it right when he called it 5 years of coddling this president's fascist rhetoric. This was never some sort of peaceful protest. This was Charlottesville, come home to roost on Capitol Hill. In recent years, America became conscious that its history of slavery and racism may have too many monuments and reminders of its dark past, and the Charlottesville City Council voted to remove Robert E. Lee's statue. A protest rally organized by white nationalists about the removal of the statue turned violent, and a woman was killed and many others injured. Similarly to the attack on Capitol Hill, the white nationalists in Charlottesville faced little opposition. Unlike the heavily armed police and National Guard presence seen at peaceful Black Lives Matter protests, there was a clear field of access for the mob into the buildings on Capitol Hill. Trump's rhetoric did not change overnight. It has been constant abuse from a man who sat in the seat of power in arguably the most powerful nation in the world, indulged and tolerated by equally powerful enablers. Like Stephen Colbert said, who could have seen this coming? Everyone. It is the most shocking, most tragic, least surprising thing I've ever seen.